Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Well, it's the big show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Hour of the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 12:50 AM, and the freeradio.com app. All right, mics are hot, boys. Don't worry about it. 414-799-1250. Live at 105.7 FM, Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. All right, breaking news on The Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. The breaking news earlier today that Mike Pettine will be retained as the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Also news breaking across the NFL now that Eli Manning has announced his retirement. He will announce it at a press conference coming up on Friday. Two-time Super Bowl champion both of those years.
No, not two Super Bowl champions. No.
Two-time Super Bowl MVP, actually.
No. Beat Tom Brady.
Well, I was also going to say in both of those years, he beat the Green Bay Packers.
That's what you can tell is great.
No, in Lambeau.
Leave that part out. Yeah, don't do that.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, man, listen. Only use facts when they help you, not when you're trying to be a smart guy.
These folks want to say that he's not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
Good joke.
Who said that?
People, that's always a hot button thing. People love saying that.
Who said that?
He's a Hall of Famer. First ballot.
Body language first. They don't. Come on.
Is Peyton in yet?
Peyton will be eligible, I believe,
next year
or the year after. Because he retired after 50, so yeah, probably after next year.
Peyton Manning, definitely.
No doubt about it. Also, Philip Rivers would be the more conversation point.
That'll be a conversation, because that's a conversation point. You know what Philip Rivers is going to be? And it's how weird is this? He's going to be like, what's his name?
Dan Fouts?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Fouts is in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Yeah, if I was pure, cuz he just had no defense. Guy put up.
That's what's gonna be with Philip. Philip Rivers got a ton of numbers, man.
He got a lot of numbers.
No,
longevity.
Yeah. No Super Bowl.
Well, and you guys know how I feel about Matt Stafford. Ballot. That's the same way for me too.
He'd be the same way. He's gonna break a lot of records.
Matt Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Probably gonna fall in that same category once it's all done. Ton of yards.
Ton. Yep. And touchdowns and wins, just no playoff wins.
No playoff wins.
He's the best player
Does
on the Phil team.
Does Philip Rivers have any playoff wins? I think he might have.
He has gone to a title game one time. That was the 2007 year where he played against Brady in New England. Was the year that they won in Indianapolis when Indianapolis was the number one overall seed.
Leader type guy.
That's for sure. I mean, he's a big-time stat guy. And depending on if that's what gets you in, that's what gets you in.
I think he got more kids than me, though. He got more kids.
Philip Rivers
has like more 17. Kids than an orphanage. He got about like 17 kids, Leroy.
But
he
nuts.
He make a lot of money, though. But when you make all that money like that, you can have beautiful like 17 kids. And just one baby mama, too, I think.
Yeah, and also a bus that he drove from San Diego to L.A.
Oh, no.
Each day he rode the bus so he could hang out and watch film and still live in San Diego.
So nice.
Oh.
Listening out in San Diego, he just moved out of San Diego.
Yeah, they just moved to Florida.
To Florida.
So, I guess the word is that he's going to be the next quarterback for the Buccaneers. That's what they're saying. That's the rumor.
And the craziest part about it is,
I want to be that, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really the move that I want to do.
Buccaneers, that's a good spot for him?
In that system where you throw the ball every play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, hey.
Well, and also, too, no income tax and no property tax in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
You're paying through the you-know-what out there in California.
Oh, my.
Can I use your address?
Not no more.
Okay.
Old Creek, yeah. Yeah.
Smart guy. Okay. All right. That's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tosh. Okay. Way to kiss some. Guys, this was earlier today when the real conversation came through.
All 50 states, I chose this one as the best state.
That if Mike Pettine was to be brought back, and Matt LaFleur kind of contradicted himself as he met the media, wrapped up the 2019 season today.
It wasn't just the defense. Our offense and special teams weren't up to par as well. And I was just disappointed with it didn't seem like we had the same energy and effort that we had displayed throughout the course of the season. Yeah, I mean, we're still working through everything right now. Just trying to evaluate everything. Like you said, I think our defense did a lot of great things. Obviously, the last game was really disappointing in terms of our performance. It just wasn't good enough.
You mentioned, working through the staff and those conversations. So then, I guess, what's next after that? Do you go talk to Mark about how the year went and how the staff worked? Is that, at least our understanding is how this, I guess, the flow chart of communication works. Is that kind of next in line for you?
Exactly right, yeah. Mark and I will have a conversation here shortly, and then we'll start making some decisions.
So they had their conversation, Matt LaFleur and Mark Murphy, and they decided that Mike Pettine will be retained as the defensive coordinator. Is that the right decision? I'll start with the guy that played defense for 12 years.
Well, yeah, it is the right decision. It really is. I think that's how he got the job. I think he got the job knowing that the offense needed to be kind of changed a little bit, because that's when Mike McCarthy was a heavy offensive guy that put up a lot of numbers, two-time MVP quarterback, had receivers on the cover, Sports Illustrated. Everybody put up numbers, but the defense was never where it was supposed to be. So leave him in place, because you got drafted a lot of young guys. Okay. But to me, the conversation was, we're going to bring you back, but your assistants, they're not guaranteed. They're just not. I mean, somebody has to take the fall sometimes. And sometimes, don't nobody need to take the fall.
Don't nobody.
If you won 14 games, keep everybody in place and just get better players. But you had some great players, because you don't fire the outside linebacker coach every time the Darius Smith, who made the Pro Bowl, by the way, you don't, every time he got hooked and couldn't set the edge, you don't fire his coach because the guy had a great,
Sure.
they get paid too. But they've given up consistently big plays in that secondary. So I would think that they'll change the secondary coaches, and they'll take the defensive line coaches and the inside linebacker. Those will be changes. I would be shocked if they brought the whole entire staff back.
I don't think the inside linebacker's coach is out. Oliver Dottie's pretty well respected around the league, and I'm pretty sure he's
respected somewhere else.
Pretty sure he's guys with Pettine too. So I think.
Well, how do you explain not those guys not playing up to par? That don't make sense to me.
Now, so you think Oren Burks is way better than what he has shown?
I don't know. I'd be asking the same question. I don't think anybody knows. But somebody that does know is Pettine.
Well, the general manager has to feel that those linebackers are better than what they played in order to get rid of them. So if he gets rid of Olivadotti, then it's got to be Oren Burks should be on the field, and he should be playing way a hell of a lot more than he is, and you don't know what you're doing, so you're out. I'll find somebody that'll coach him up better. That's why you make the move. But if he looks at it and says, yeah, I screwed up. I missed on that pick. That's my fault. I'm not holding you responsible.
Yeah,
I missed. Right? He's going to be the one to make that determination, I think.
We don't know. I mean, we know it felt like to me when they drafted him. I knew why they drafted him. He's a guy that plays safety. He's
a
new wave guy. Well, he's a new wave guy. I mean, he's
number.
That guy that you go cover the tight end. Go cover the running back out of the backfield.
Can't
he's a
do
three
it.
Down. He's a three down, supposed to be a three down linebacker mm-hmm. that you don't take off the field.
Yep.
He's not a thumper, but he's a coverage linebacker. But
he
for
should
whatever
been
reason,
compared to Blake Martinez.
He's a new wave guy for whatever reason. Just I don't know. Maybe Steve, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the system. Maybe we're not there. So I can't say I don't know if he can't play or not. Sometimes guys get stuck in the system where it don't work, but it and they can go somewhere else and flourish. Now, it remains to be seen if next year, if you bring back Blake Martinez, and if, of course, he'll still be here, or the Packers haven't been shy to let a guy go. I mean, they let Jamon Moore go, and so I wouldn't be out of realm of expectations that they let him go.
I'm just hoping B.J. Goodson doesn't see the field all that much. That would be the issue for me.
You do something different then.
Sure, no doubt about it. And with
Burke should be that guy.
Supposed to be.
And he also
that's why
played.
B.J. Goodson wasn't on the team right. when you got into camp.
And he also played outside linebacker, too. So he's a pass rusher, too. So there's a lot of things you can do with this guy that didn't work out. I mean, he's supposed to do everything.
That Morrison guy, they should have probably kept him. He was physical.
He was a thumper. Morrison was. Yeah, no doubt about it.
He was physical, man. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't really overly good. You know, he'd been perfect for a team that's going to run the ball. But you got to hold these assistants accountable. Otherwise, you're going to see much of the same.
So, Sparky, did you believe that the decision should have been to fire Mike Pettine?
I would have. I would have moved on and got a 4-3 defensive coordinator in here and changed this defense up. Now, again, I'm operating on the thought process of they have to be the San Francisco 49ers, and I just don't think right now with the way this defense is set up and the Rex Ryan defense and Mike Pettine is of the same ilk of they're not really built to stop the run. They're built to pressure the quarterback and create turnovers. That's what they're built for. And Gary Ellerson pointed out earlier in the show, the rest of this league is a passing league. So why change your defense for one team? We had Ross Tucker on. Ross Tucker said it'd be the dumbest thing in the world to have fired Mike Pettine. And then when I asked Ross Tucker about the fact that what happens if they struggle against San Francisco twice again next year in the same ilk, he said, well, then maybe you'll have to think of making changes. So we're going to find out what happens. You're bringing Mike Pettine back. Okay. You're going to add draft picks. You're going to add free agents. You're going to give them new pieces, I would assume. I don't think you're going to come back with the exact same defense. He'll get new players at linebacker. He'll probably get a new defensive lineman or two. And he's going to have to make it work. And if they go to San Francisco in the regular season and get thumped again, and then see him in the playoffs and get thumped again, then we're all going to know that was the wrong choice. That's how it's going to be determined for me. I don't care about the rest of the games. For me, it's how do you perform against this team that owned you twice? If you get owned again next year, then something's going to have to be done.
Let's go to Carl on the south side at 414-799-1250 on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Carl, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's going on, fellas? What's up, Carl? Green Bay way, man. This is not a good move at all. First off, can you guys hear me clear?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
We got you on that track phone. Go ahead.
You know I am, man. I'm trying to save money and cut back.
Listen, for you, my brother.
Matt LaFleur said it himself, man, that they were out-coached. You know
he did say that. He did say that.
That you guys are out-coached. And then with the same face, with the same turn, you keep the guy that got out-coached and made you look bad. It wasn't that the offense wasn't abysmal. I mean, yeah, they had their bad moments, but if the defense would have had maybe one or two stops in the second half, man, we could have made it a game. This guy let a third-string running back put up almost 300 yards on us with four touchdowns.
Yep.
He had an Aaron Jones type of game, and we're keeping him? Listen, I say get rid of Pettine, get rid of Blake Martinez. I've been saying Blake Martinez since the second game when we went up against the Vikings, and we let Cook carve us up for that 75-yard touchdown because I said that the guy was slow. This isn't about your feelings, man. This is about do we want to win championships? Are we going to still – playing this game where we're trying to be passive-aggressive and not hurt each other's feelings, and we want to keep our friends around. Stop the crap, man. This is Title Town. Why do we keep garbage? I don't get it. This is the only team to me that constantly gets stuck in the mud and get passed by the league every year. It seems like Green Bay is the only team. It's like their front office don't listen to the fans, and we're supposed to be fan-owned.
No, they listen to the fans, Carl. They want to spend money. They listen to us because they want to spend a lot of money in free agents, and we want it.
Listen, I will respectfully disagree. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
What I'm saying is, man, if they listen to the fans, boss, we've been crying. We've been staying for the longest, man, get Aaron Rodgers some talent at wide receiver. But instead they said, oh, well, we're going to draft. We're going to keep drafting these guys. We don't have time to draft when we have a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime. It doesn't make sense to keep working on drafting these guys. It's frustrating because we're so close. We're so close. Every year we're close. Even when we're trash, we're still close because we had Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be to the point where we lose a quarterback. We're going to have to get like a Mitchell Trubisky in there And then we're going to be like, well, dang, man, we had all this talent, and we didn't really just make one or two moves to propel ourselves to the next level. We are cheap, and I'm sick and tired of dealing with it, man. It's like that with every Wisconsin sports team. It's like that with the Bucks. We don't spend money. It's like that with the dag on the Brewers. We don't spend money on pitching. We're like that with the Milwaukee Wave, got dog on it. We don't spend money. You need talent, man. The 49ers are basically the Green Bay Packers with talent. They're the same team. We ran the same scheme all year, just like Kyle Shanahan. LaFleur comes from that camp.
Sure. And
why can't we get it done, boss?
Appreciate it, Carl.
They spend the most top three in the league than anybody. They spent a lot of money.
They spent this a lot season, of money this offseason. And it was a total game changer. And also, to the Kyle Shanahan point, he is the best young coach in football. I mean,
he
you want to look at this
in.
This
he got a
tree.
Good pedigree.
And he also, Leroy, he's been calling plays since 2013.
Yeah, you know what he's doing.
Matt LaFleur has been calling plays since last season.
Yep.
So there is going to be a development curve there. But if you believe that he is the right guy, then you do have to believe and give them the opportunity to make this decision and see if it pays off. But do you believe that it was the right decision by the Green Bay Packers to retain Mike Pettine as defensive coordinator? 414-799-1250. We'll take a quick timeout here on the Fan. But first, Gary Ellerson is going to tell you the best place to go and stay downtown Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it, guys. I got great locations for you. My good friends over at the Pfister Hotel, Mason Street Bar and Grill, two great places, guys.
Iconic.
Yes, the Midwest, Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's top choice, and experience the wonders of the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com. But wait, folks, I got one more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill. A fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steak you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area. Fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Pfister Hotel, restaurant, bar, and next door, Mason Street Grill.
414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Should the Packers have retained Mike Pettine or send him packing? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
You guys are playing for the Super Bowl. How does the effort not show up when it's on the line?
That's a great question. That's something that I'm still trying to figure out right now as we speak. I mean, I don't understand that, because you're there. You have an opportunity to go to play in a Super Bowl, and for that to happen, it's extremely bothersome. And we got to look at ourselves, everybody. I got to look inside of myself and see why weren't our players playing with their hair on fire? I think everybody in our organization has to do that.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Matt LaFleur trying to figure out why his guys weren't playing with their hair on fire. How many times do you guys ever hear that one from the coaches? Play like your hair's on fire.
And tomorrow I will be doing five questions with Tom, and we've watched.
I don't know why they ain't sick.
60% of this entire season.
Mm.
And tomorrow,
that's a big number, Leroy.
We'll probably be at 80, but after the Super Bowl, we're going to watch 100% of every play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the frustration that LaFleur is looking at, saying, okay, I have the best defense called. I tell you what, let's rewind it. Give me your best defense. Okay, there's the call. Put it in against that offense. They should not be able to run the ball up the middle untouched. They didn't want to throw Billy. It's 3rd and 8.
And they ran a draw
play.
They set up George Kittle on the side. They got Shannon Sullivan lined up against him.
Are you kidding
me? And said, go on out. We're going to run right
back.
Tell
Robbie Gould to start kicking in the net, Steve, because we ain't finna get it. We playing for a field goal. Tell him you can sit down now. This man done scored. It was shocking.
Nobody turned around until Mostert was like 20 yards downfield.
Two people didn't get blocked. 51 and 91 wasn't blocked. When they drew this up, Steve, on like the Friday we go through the walkthroughs, they probably said, that guy go, now, when we try to trap 51, he going to give you the wrong shoulder, and you're going to have to bounce that thing outside. You got to be 51.
He's going to be the free hitter.
To get 5 yards, okay? He's the guy. 31 hit it so quick, Gary, and then he just ate up the angles that you take. Bob Valicente, one of my best.
I remember Bob Valicente.
Position coaches. He's the first coach in NFL history to tell me about angles. I've never even heard it before. I thought, man, come on.
No, they told you about angles at Florida State, man. Don't even try that, man. Who was your defensive back coach at Florida State, Leroy? They told you about
Mickey Andrews.
Yeah, Mickey Andrews, platinum.
Isn't that dude legendary?
Yeah, he's platinum, man.
Yeah, but he never told
me. Yeah, he did. Don't even try that, man.
Mickey Andrews said, go get a pick six.
You just don't remember, Gary.
No, I know. Trust me.
Right.
We're talking about something I'll never forget.
Mickey Andrews,
my kid's middle name, I'll probably forget. But not what my coaches told me. Okay, Mickey Andrews, who coached Deion Sanders, Terrell Buckley, Martin Mayhew.
Mickey Andrews ain't never said
that. You don't say Buckley.
He's never told me.
No, don't put that on Mickey Andrews.
What?
Oh, don't put that on.
Oh, you don't have the internet.
You're in Green Bay.
Terrell Buckley, Google it, has had one of the best careers of any cornerback.
Good cornerback. Very, very good nickelback, yes.
Look at all the numbers.
But you're talking to Packer fans.
At Florida State, he was a consensus All-American Jim Thorpe winner. Whether you like him or not, let me get back on track.
It's going to be the next Deion.
No one's never told me about angles. No, Bob Valicente said, Leroy, you make tackles by angles. I said, what are you talking about? That don't make sense. What are you? Because I was bad in geometry and algebra. But he convinced me, when a guy breaks a running back a certain, when he comes through, you never know where he may go, especially if it's Barry Sanders. You cut the angle off to force him to go where you want him to go. That makes the tackle. So when 31 came through, he ate up, 23 and 26 like that. They took the wrong angles. That's coaching. That's coaching. That's the frustration about it. That's what Matt LaFleur, and I bet his bottom lip is quivering. He's looking at this tape saying, I don't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
All year, we'll stop that play, and we couldn't do it.
And we couldn't do it in the biggest game
of
the year.
And you're going to bring the guy back. And that's why I understand Carl's frustration.
Was it the right decision to bring back Mike Pettine? Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Before I get into what I wanted to talk about, I want to say it's great to hear that Ross Tucker is going to continue to be a guest on the show. He's one of your top two or three.
Oh, for I sure. Love that guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Truly amazing.
Yeah, he knows football, obviously, and he's funny. The guy's funny. And
yep.
You know what else? His chemistry with you group, his chemistry with you guys is impeccable.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike.
I'm glad I hired him. I mean, the guy's truly amazing.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it. Good one.
I often wondered if he got paid for doing it, but it's none of my business. But
we gave him a little piece of giblet. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so the primary reason I called is such. I'm ecstatic that they kept their defensive coordinator. And,
okay.
A couple reasons why. Number one, they won 14 games this year or whatever it was with an offense that I think everybody would agree was average at best, you know? 14 games. We got to the NFC Championship. You can't fire that guy. There's no way. It's really talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to name three. I shouldn't name names, but I have to.
Name them.
You can't win a Super Bowl with Lowry and Lancaster and Goodson starting on your defense. You can't do it. My God, Lowry and Lancaster played at Northwestern, and neither one of them made all Big Ten.
What did he say about Lancaster?
Appreciate it, Mike.
What did somebody say?
He said Lancaster, Lowry, and Goodson. You can't go to a Super Bowl with those three guys starting on the team. And then he goes, Lancaster, Lowry played at Northwestern.
Yeah, right.
And couldn't even be all Big Ten.
No, you're right, though.
Well, what are you
he's not wrong.
At,
he ain't wrong.
It's
man.
Not an issue. Because Jerry Rice played at Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, but Mississippi Valley State. If you don't know no Mississippi Valley State, platinum cuz.
No one even know about that university.
The real people do.
No, they don't.
I did.
There's never had another player.
I was recruited by Mississippi Valley State.
And what you told them, stop sending me letters.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I actually went and visited.
Yeah, right.
You believe that, Steve? Who's the head coach?
You believe that?
Steve, look up.
He's a top Georgia player in the world.
No, but see, Leroy.
You just stop.
No, Leroy, here's the thing.
Bear Bryant, Mississippi Valley State, Leroy.
Thank you.
No, because my head coach, my assistant coach,
they had ties down there.
Yeah, they went to FAMU, so they were all into black college football. I mean, everybody. Yeah. We went to Jackson State. We had to go to FAMU. Yeah.
You have any idea?
We had four guys went to A&M.
Oh,
can you imagine if you didn't go to Wisconsin and you went to there? What Georgia would have done. I mean, they were mad you went to Wisconsin really and launched an investigation. Oh, Lord, you would have picked that? Oh.
Well, the tractor that he got from Wisconsin, they'd want it back. Allegedly.
But I forget the coach allegedly. Name that was down there. So they were, because they had those ties with all the black colleges, most of my coaches, of course, they were all African American. They had ties were within the black colleges. So FAMU was one of my first visits. Then Florida State, obviously. I ain't like Florida State.
First girlfriend I ever had at Florida State was Miss FAMU.
Really?
Her mama was never home either. I'm glad
the
she
guy
came to college.
Florida State, I tell you, Leroy, I might remember this. Ron Simmons.
Ron, yeah, he wrestled.
Became a wrestler.
He wrestled.
Ron Simmons.
Damn.
Strong.
Yes. Was my host at Florida State.
Strong.
Hey, he was big.
He make his thing bench jump, cuz.
Oh, yeah. No, he can do that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money. That's
strong.
For sure.
A lot of money.
S-C-R-O-N-G-I-G. Strong.
God, what's the guy named that Mr. Valley State? I forget
the
his name.
Solid.
Now, don't worry about it. It'll come to you. We still got like a half hour.
Like some gunslinger or something like that. Look at
that.
No,
that's
man.
Brett Favre.
No, I think that was his name, man.
Was it Bob in Minneapolis?
No. I don't want to talk to Bob, man. Bob's
our guy.
Man.
He's the only
Bob
guy we can spell his name backwards.
I don't know Bob, man. Bob don't like when you talk bad about Aaron Rodgers and then like that.
So do you want to hear from Reggie on the north side instead?
Let's talk to Bob.
Okay, let's talk to Bob. Bob in Minneapolis, you're on the Big Show.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the compliments, by the way. But either way, I'm fine if they kept our defensive coordinator or got rid of him. Mm-hmm. But here's my complaint with the Packers front office for a long time.
Yeah.
We seem not to want to ever draft a middle linebacker. 4-3, 3-4. I think the last one we drafted great or pretty good middle linebacker was Brian Noble. I think it's the last one that we really had.
Yeah, you going back away.
AJ Hawk was pretty good.
He was not.
Yeah, he was. Come on, Bob.
No. When was the last? The reason I'm not big on AJ.
Well, I'm gonna get with you on this.
Because no one's afraid of him.
Let him go.
Right. Either one.
Bob,
I want a guy who's afraid.
Let him go.
That people are afraid to run up the middle.
Okay. Well, you want Dick Butkus then? Thanks.
Well, let me. I'm gonna get with Bob. Okay. I'd rather take Brian Noble over AJ Hawk.
I would also, and you know that I was the biggest AJ Hawk fan around.
I won't answer that question because I'm biased.
Well, of course you are, because I played with him.
Sure,
but
Brian
Noble, though, you can also line him up at outside backer too.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot with him. Well, his rookie year, Leroy, that's what he played outside backer. Him and Tim Harris.
I don't mean that was the right thing to do.
Well, he could play though.
Sure,
but he was a middle backer, but. He got him.
Brian
field.
Noble name will be mentioned
appreciate
in my
it,
speech if I ever make it at all.
The I hope so, Roy.
I loved him. Guy was amazing.
91.
Did you write your speech yet?
Hey,
yep, it's all wrote
Steve,
up.
Did you see the guy? Was he gunslinger?
Man, I don't necessarily know all these guys.
Mississippi Valley State,
College Football Hall of Fame members: Doug Porter, Jerry Rice, Willie Totten,
Willie Totten,
Darrell Gaines, alumni in the NFL: Carl Burham, James Haynes, Deacon Jones.
Yeah, they got some nice players, man.
How is Deacon Jones not in the College Football Hall of Fame?
He's not?
According to this.
Well, he should be.
Ted Washington Sr., Jerry Rice, Darrell Gaines. So those are their most notable members for Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, they're a nice Rice. Program. They throw that football, Steve.
Throw it.
They would throw it. When they
smart.
Man, that's all they want to do.
That's the best way to
the
do
head
it.
Coach, look at the head coach. Look at the head coach at Mississippi Valley State. You see the guy named Gunslinger. He wore like a cowboy hat or something like that.
I think
he's talking about Hollywood Henderson.
No, man. I ain't talking about him, cuz.
He's the only one who wore a cowboy hat.
No.
I wish I could tell you who that was.
Huh?
You didn't know, but Oh, you talking about Lil Nas X? That's what you're talking about.
I know what John Wayne looked like.
Google everybody that wore a cowboy hat.
No, don't do that. The head coach at Mississippi Valley State, Steve. I think his name was Gunslinger. So, well, you got something, Pluck got it.
But why didn't you go
Archie
there?
Archie Cooley.
Was it Gunslinger?
This man spitting all over me, man.
Gunslinger. That's his nickname.
Is that his nickname?
There you go. Yeah,
but why didn't you
Good
go
you,
there?
Gary.
You need a towel?
Hit the hot button again.
Leroy.
Keep your hand on the hot button. Watch this.
Leroy.
Why didn't you go there?
Leroy, is you go visit?
Is you?
There you go, Leroy. There's a picture of him.
Gunslinger.
Yeah, that looks like your uncle.
Yeah, he's got one on.
Yeah.
That's your uncle.
Is he dead or alive?
Just say both.
He is dead.
Yeah.
Whoops. Watch out, Steve.
Now look at what you did. Way to go.
Did he knock over something?
Yeah, he spilled his soda.
He tried to blame you.
Now we gotta go to a break. We'll be back after this.
Bye.
It was definitely one of the closest locker rooms that I feel like I've been a part of. And that's why it hurt so bad to go out that way, because these guys put everything they had into it. And I know it wasn't always pretty or whatever, but the fact of the matter is, as a team, we found a way to win 14 games. And anytime that comes to an end, it's tough, especially when you have a bunch of great guys like we do.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. 414-799-1250 was keeping Mike Pettine the right decision. The Green Bay Packers announced today that he will be retained as the defensive coordinator after Matt LaFleur crossed himself up a little bit early on and said, we haven't made that decision. They then do make the decision. And we ask you right now if it was the right choice. Let's go to Ram on the north side. Ram, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on, baby T? And
great, man. We're good, man.
Sparky. Hey, what's up, Ram?
What's up,
Ram?
You know what? What, Ram? Why are we having this conversation about, I mean, it's obvious that the head coach kind of probably said something he shouldn't have said on the mic.
Yeah, hot mic moment.
Right, like, you know that whole concept in all y'all play team sports, it's just certain thing that happen in the locker room you just don't take to the media, because you know if you take the media, you're going to run with it. And the other thing is, the defense has really kept the Packers in a lot of these games, since you say that the offense wasn't there. And I don't see enough fault being laid on Aaron not having enough weapons. We talk about it, but it's not pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people want to, you know, it's like, you know how they say, like, when Michael Jordan, well, he can score the points to do this.
Right.
No, he didn't do it by himself. Giannis can't do it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jordan, when he scored that 37 in the game, he went to management, y'all better get some players up in here. That's mm-hmm. exactly what he said, and they made moves to do that. So, and my thing is, like, they had a great season. They did. Man, I was cheering for them. And they went all the way to the NFC Championship game. And Leroy and Gary, as pro athletes, this is something I would gotta add to the audience. Explain to people how hard it is to make it that far. And then the guys that y'all play with from high school that made it to the NFL that never even won a playoff game. So the fan base can really understand what it takes to win and what's said in that locker room when you go back out there. Because what you said, well, I love what you said about technique. That's coaching. That is coaching. You said something about technique.
Yes.
And I think when you get to a championship game, you got to add all that stuff, and you got to throw the kitchen sink and everything, and it's all about technique. It's something what's built inside of a person, and what can they do in that second half? And maybe that just didn't happen.
Appreciate it, Ram. And two, when you're talking about the players on the field, you guys can speak to it. I mean, Billy Turner was on with Bill Michaels on Friday before the NFC Championship game. And Billy Turner's dad played in the NFL, and so did his brother. And he was talking about, I think they had said, 9 collective seasons. And neither of them had gotten to that point in the run. Nobody had in his family had gotten to a championship game. And just to be able to take it in and enjoy it, the average NFL career is 3 years. So, I mean, like, you're talking about the amount of guys that get into the NFL. The majority will never play in a playoff game, let alone a conference championship.
How about this guy hit the lottery? Guy that played at my high school. Last name was Lockett. I forget his first name now. But played at my high school, right? I think he played maybe 4 years in the NFL, went to
that's
Super
when
Bowl.
That's when he went to Seattle.
Went to Super Bowl three times.
Yep. Ricardo Lockett?
Ricardo Lockett. I think he went to Super Bowl three times.
Mm-hmm.
Three times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, cuz. I mean, that's like hitting the lottery. He played with what? I think he went with San Fran when they lost with Kaepernick. And then he went 2 years, I believe, with Seattle. Can you looking that up right now?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. He played with San Francisco in 2012 for a part of the year, and then also was with Seattle in 2013-2015. He was the intended target on the touchdown ball that they got intercepted by Malcolm Butler at the goal line.
Yes. Then he went to Super Bowl 3 years. I mean,
well, even Devontae Adams, he's been to three title games in 6 years in the league.
Devontae
Adams, too.
I keep saying this over and over again. Folks don't understand how hard it is. But you know what I'm about to say?
Well, if you got Aaron Rodgers, people think it's automatic.
The New England Patriots make it look easy. You think it could be just like that.
That's over now, though.
But, yeah, it is. That run
but
by
it was a, it was a good run.
If Brady's gone, it's over.
Yeah. Well, I think they deteriorate anyway. I think Brady is not Brady anymore.
You guys don't believe in Jared Stidham? No?
Stop. Yeah, for so that run's about to come to an end.
And Drew Brees got to look at. I mean, he's coming to the crossroads too. Cause I'm sure he thought he was going to be in another Super Bowl.
Let's go to Reggie on the north side. Right. Reggie, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, man.
Hey, I just wanted to answer the question about Brian. You know, it's great that we kept Brian.
Yeah.
So I agree that we should have kept him. But
are you talking about Gutekunst?
Yeah, Gutekunst.
Yeah. That's
the defensive coordinator. But what about Blake?
Blake who?
What do you think we should do with him?
Let's not forget about Blake now. Y'all talking about the best linebackers we had in the league or we had on this team. Now, Leroy, you know Wayne Simmons was the best linebacker we had on this team in the last 30 or 40 years, man. Ain't nobody better than Wayne. Wayne was the best linebacker. We need another linebacker like that. If we go back and look and really break this down about what happened in that game, let's not look past the linebacker position, the middle linebacker. Let's go back to that because, I mean, let's just be honest. Teams have been doing this to the Packers all year long. This ain't nothing new. The Packers haven't been able to stop the run all year long.
Right.
And it's all boiling down to Blake. If you go and look at film, teams run right at him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they run at him, they put one blocker on him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they put a blocker on him, he can't make no kind of move, no kind of tackle, no nothing. Mm-mm. They run around him. He's too slow. They run right at him. And even when he does make tackles, he kind of fall back. You know, he don't never stick them and tackle them. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be able to stick. And the running backs have to be kind of hesitate a little bit when they come through that hole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't hesitating with this guy at all. Nobody's afraid of him. I mean, don't let him off the hook. I understand that he has, you know, he's leading the league in tackles and this and that. Whatever, man. Bottom line is, teams aren't afraid of him. Running backs love to run against him,
mm-hmm.
and it works when they do it. Don't let him off the hook, man. They got to get rid of that dude, man. They need a hard-hitting safety like Leroy was, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Like Aaron Rouse. Remember Aaron Rouse? We had Aaron Rouse.
Yeah, big Rouse.
Anybody come through the hole, he going to make them pay. You know, if them cornerbacks can't make the tackle, that safety supposed to come up and blow him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We ain't got nobody. Like, stop drafting these cornerbacks and putting them back there in safety.
Mm-hmm.
We need a true safety at the safety position. We need a true middle linebacker who's going to stick when he make that tackle. And we ain't got that. And I think y'all letting that boy, what is his name? Martinez. Y'all letting him off the hook, man. He's the reason why we got blood. He's the reason why San Francisco rushed for over 200 yards.
Yeah.
He's the reason why we ain't been able to stop the run all year. He's the reason why they go right about it, why they did four reverses, and he still didn't know what was going on.
Hey, Reggie, let me ask you this, because where you watch the NFC Championship game at? Did you watch it with some fellas or no? Where y'all watching
it? I watched it right at home, man. I'm superstitious, man. I got to watch it at home. I got to, you know, I got to do a certain thing before the game, and, you know, I really get locked in.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't watch it with nobody, huh?
No, I don't.
You got to be by yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's my cut.
Yeah, I love you guys, style. Man. I love you, Leroy, man. I've been loving you, man, ever since you've been on the Packers, man. It's just a great honor to be able to just hear you on the radio every day, man. Please don't go nowhere, man. We love you, man. We love you, Gary, man. Without y'all, man, we'd be lost, man. We stay there, man. I hope y'all don't go nowhere. But, yeah,
Yeah. We love you too, my
we
brother.
We love you too. Thanks, hey, Reg, you gotta love my boy Sparky and Baby Tosh too.
Oh
now.
Yeah, we like Sparky and them. We like them, but we ain't gonna get past them. But you know, we just need you guys to appreciate.
Yeah.
You know that know that we appreciate you guys coming on and being a part of that team and letting us get a chance to get a taste of what we grew up with.
Yeah.
And that was you guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Reg. Appreciate
you're
it.
The man.
Why you got to force that? Let him say what he want. You gotta,
what do you mean? What he want? Yeah. I didn't want. Gotta, I no, want like my boys. It's my team, man.
We know what this show is.
Man,
you
don't make
the man lie. No, man, you got teams. Leroy,
that was very condescending, Gary.
That ain't no condescending.
Let the man think.
I don't know. I'm about to get a Radio Supermax, so I'm not feeling condescending upon. I'm feeling good, actually.
I can't do this without Plucker and them, man.
Or Gina Della.
Plucker, bring my headphones to me every day and sheet that I need to cover up.
Throw the work at you.
Man, I can't do all this without.
Yesterday, Gary comes in. He goes, man, why do all these rundowns? They always stop, like right over by Leroy's spot.
They ain't get past
Leroy. Plucker
walks over. He goes,
just throw that
there it is.
Stuff, man.
I just knocked over all your stuff, didn't I, Roy?
No.
How does he give it to Leroy? Does he give it to Leroy nicer?
Oh, he hands Leroy's headphones.
Can we put spray down all on it, wipe it all off?
Get some Lysol if he needs it.
Come in with a
Lysol for y'all.
Come in with a, what do you mean by that?
For white people. Right. He's said this a million times.
For Febreze for black folk.
That's why I thought he handed a Lysol, because
let me talk about what
you know. They got a lot of viruses everywhere, man.
Let me save him.
Let me save him.
Just talk about
shaking hands with people.
Let me save him him, cuz. Let me do that. Save him or him.
What are you talking about? Man, talk about Gina.
Made sense.
Leroy.
Talk about how they took our championship away from family.
Leroy.
Still crying about that.
Yeah, man, we won it. I never know when you get to the fans' money.
What did
the
winners get?
What did the winners get?
Pride.
That's what y'all got?
That's victory. More than anything.
Dude, when you go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you got all kinds of pride. Don't worry about some stupid family feud game.
No,
you
want to
win.
You're good.
And Gary's I'm with you guys. I'd want to win.
Yeah, man, it took.
I'm
it
not
from
playing
him,
to
though.
Lose.
I don't like
I know.
It. Gina
I think.
Next
well,
to
no,
Gary,
I think I Gina.
Like
no, I think Gina was favoring
you.
No,
because she sat right next to you.
No, I think she's favoring Mark, man. I think.
Well, you guys were getting into it.
I think. Yeah, man, that is right there, man. I was ready to go. I was to play Fast Money. Man, I was trying to play Fast Money because I was hot.
This has to be one of the best game show songs of all time.
And you
time.
Got, what's my boy name doing now, Steve? Leroy?
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey, man.
He's funny.
Platinum, man.
Yeah,
I like
Richard Dawson, though, was the creepiest guy. He was
kissed
all the girls.
Yeah, maybe Tom kissed him, too, man. Hey, come on. You can't
no,
get
I don't
him.
Think he did.
Yeah,
that.
He does. A couple times. You can't get away with that stuff no more, Leroy, like that. I'm wondering, he have assault.
Steve Harvey was hosting the New Year's Eve thing on Fox, and when Post Malone was on there with him, you could tell how uncomfortable he was. Look at how many tattoos does this dude have on his face? All he wanted to do was fry him up. He just couldn't.
That's what Steve Harvey said.
Oh, he wanted to roast this kid so bad.
He knows Steve Harvey. No, you can't get no job outside of that. If that go bad for you can't get no job.
Not getting any.
What's up,
my
friends over at Pillar Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, guys? Listen, they measure, manufacture, install, service, and back in them with a limited lifetime warranty and even offer better than bank financing. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin simplifies your life, folks. One source for everything. We talk about styles of windows, folks. They got 9 styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste, guys. Available in vinyl, fiberglass, and luxurious wood, guys. Listen, we talk about that screen, that roll screen, that option practically disappears from view. Listen, folks. Winner of the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award.
Innovative.
Go check them out today. It's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin at their new Experience Center in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road.
Just go to PellaWI.com, and when you go
just
there, tell them Leroy Butler sent you. Oh, yeah, and Gary.
Yeah. And Gary Ellis. Make sure you
tell and Gary.
And let's catch a buzz next. The Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Man.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
And now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is bad.
This is
No good. Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just just no point to it.
Somebody stop the damn match. Sounded like Jim Ross was about to break in there. That was courtesy of ESPN last night. Kansas and Kansas State, as the final horn is about to sound, get into an absolute melee.
I know how you normally set me straight.
It's great.
I'm going to ask you this.
What's up?
Why in baseball they let jokers go out there and just do whatever they want to do, fight, clip benches, and it feel like it's okay. In hockey, they let jokers go out there and hit each other beside the head with a stick, cross-check a joker,
sure.
It's okay. But, like, when this happened, like, maybe, like, in baseball and football, it's like, it feels like it's a travesty.
A travesty when it goes into the stands.
Is that when it's a travesty? Okay. Yeah, baseball is pretty far away. You're not going in the stands. No.
And a lot of times in baseball, it's two guys fighting and the rest are pushing each other.
Well, baseball's also boring. So, I mean, like, whenever they can fight.
I feel like it's accepted.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's good for ratings.
The Admirals don't fight. They just win.
Oh, no. They throw down.
No, they win the fight.
Really? They win the fight and the game, Leroy. That's what they do.
Is it accepted? I feel like it's accepted. And hockey, I suppose, is accepted. They try to clean up a little bit.
Not in the playoffs, though. You don't see fighting in the playoffs in hockey.
That's a bigger one. In hockey, for the playoffs, it's because I'm not trying to lose. I'm not trying to get bounced out of the game.
I've seen a joke hit a joke with a stick.
Yeah, for sure.
With a hockey stick. Now, you can hurt a joke with
that. Oh, 100%.
I've seen a guy do it, Leroy. Ain't nobody say nothing, man.
I saw a dude at one of the Admirals games this past year. It was the school day game, so really good example that was set.
That's a good day.
He gets into a fight, right? Mm-hmm. They send him to the penalty box. They close the penalty box. They lock it up. They got an independent dude watching that. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, one of the Admiral's guys comes by. I had a little word for him. This dude busts open the penalty box and drops the gloves. He goes, I'm not done. Goes in there and just got his can whipped. Tooth flies out. His jersey got ripped off on the ice.
I'm not condoning.
He got
pumped. What you think I'm condoning? I'm not condoning.
No, I get what you're saying, though, because it is. It does feel like there's a double standard.
Well, it was worse with the NFL with your boy from Pittsburgh when
they slung the helmet.
Right.
That one last night, guys, was at a whole different level.
Yeah.
This wasn't just two guys.
No, I mean, one dude literally grabbed a stool, grabbed a chair, and hit him over the head like it was WWE.
If that was my son.
You want me to talk about
J&J Contractors.
Talk about good friends over at J&J Contractors. Call Jason today if you want to renovate your home, guys. There are the best people to do it. Renovate your whole house, your kitchen, your bathroom, your basement, livable space. Call them up today. That's Jason at J&J Contractors.
And don't throw a chair like Silvio de Sosa did. Goodness gracious. Silvio de Sosa was the one that swung the chair.
Him too.
He got bounced for 12 games.
Yeah, he's done.
12-game suspension. That's not that bad, though. I mean, to be completely honest with you. You want to talk about what they did to your boy, Myles Garrett. So, at UFC 243, I think it was, on Sunday. Yeah. So, they panned through the crowd. They had Tommy Chong was there. They showed him.
I like Tommy Chong.
They show Mark Davis. And then they show Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And he's showing, going a fist, like, I'm about to fight. And there was this really, really strange character that looked incredibly familiar sitting right next to him that they didn't really recognize. And Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one cares about Baker Mayfield. They just worry about the dude that swung the helmet and knocked somebody out. Yeah. That's what happens when you have more progressive commercials than wins. That's Baker Mayfield. This has been the Wendy's Big Show. We appreciate you all hanging out. We're back tomorrow at 2. Dan Plucker, great work as always, man, on the other side. For Gary, Roy, Sparky, I'm Baby Tausch. Talk to you later. This is The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.